The White House Report.
Still no public apology from the president or the White House or even from Kelly Sadler, who actually made the statement about Senator John McCain, the ailing senator who's battling brain cancer. Sadler said the senator was irrelevant because he was dying. But even more so, President Trump traveled to Capitol Hill and met with Republican lawmakers on the Hill, where not one of the lawmakers is reported to have asked anything about the controversy or even asked for an apology. I talked with CNN analyst, retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, about the controversy.
I mean, look, I spent most of my military career as a spokesman. I can tell you that it's absolutely mind-boggling that the White House simply won't acknowledge that this egregious comment was made, apologize for it publicly to the entire McCain family, and move on. They are, in fact, helping feed this story by obfuscating and by refusing to acknowledge that somebody said something completely inappropriate. As a naval officer, I taught history, naval history, at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis as a young lieutenant. You cannot do that without teaching the history of the McCain family. The history of the United States Navy in the 20th century was written, to a degree, by the McCain family. Grandfather, father, and son, and now grandson. They are woven into the fabric of this nation's defense, particularly this nation's defense at sea. And so it absolutely, as a naval officer, offends me that an insult could be thrown at a man of his caliber and character and service and bravery, and for them not to simply acknowledge the wrong in that.
Do you think that the president just really doesn't understand, particularly as he's new to this, and the fact that he did not have military service because of bone spurs?
No, I'm sorry. I mean, being a gentleman doesn't mean you have to have served in the military. Being a gentleman means knowing how to atone for your wrongs and to have high character of your own. I don't think that his refusal here or his obstinance has anything to do with his lack of military service. I think it has a lot to do with a lack of character.
I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.